This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
You're listening to Adam Carriker on The Ticket on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Adam Carriker on The Ticket. All right, Jake is going to give his top five pro wrestlers of all time. DP and I are going to rip it to shreds.
Yep.
Because he's been laughing at us. Yep. I didn't know it. And then we're going to give our top three. But before Jake dives in, I forgot to mention Steve Borland, my man Stink from Omaha. Mm-hmm. I forgot to mention that.
That's it.
All right, go ahead, Jake. Who's your top five?
I would have to probably go. It's you know, usually you get asked the Mount Rushmore, so I get to add one here, so that's kind of nice. I'd probably go Ric Flair, The Rock. I know you guys got him a little bit down on the list, but we all have our own.
Why is he higher on yours? Why is he higher on yours? We got to hear it.
Well, I mean, even with this recent return, like you said, he just comes back and overshadows everybody, takes over. It's just so fun. I mean, I remember on this recent return too, they just. You can literally just put him in the middle of the ring, give him a guitar or whatever it was, a piano. I don't even know what he had. Play a little music, and he'll entertain and get the crowd going. He just it's a different show. It's a different energy in the room when The Rock is on TV. So I definitely got to put him out there. I think I give him maybe a little bit more credit for crossing over and bringing that back to wrestling. Yes, it did take away from his wrestling career, and so I do get your argument there. But that's probably why I have The Rock a little bit higher. Ric Flair, just all encompassing, the amount of time he did it, the championships, the length of the championships from WCW to WWE, everywhere in between. That's why I've got him up there. It's so hard to narrow it down to five, so I get why you guys are struggling here. I think The Undertaker's got to be on there, and more so his Undertaker character. American Badass was cool too, but I think The Undertaker character specifically. And then I would probably say, and DP can specifically rip my list because it's definitely more my era than any other. But Steve Austin and John Cena would probably be the ones from the last 25, 30 years that also should be in that list.
Ah, Steve Austin in the top two. What a revolutionary idea.
Oh yeah. You young guns. You're just disrespecting history. That's all right. There was wrestling before Hulk Hogan,
Hogan created wrestling
on national TV.
Those are facts.
On national TV, no less. So there's that.
All right. So my quick thoughts on Jake's list. I got no issue with it. I actually think it's pretty good. I think with the Cena one, there's definitely a little bit of recency bias. I don't know how you don't have Hogan in the top five. Although DP, I don't think had him in the top five. So maybe
I did. I had him before.
Oh, you did have him before. Yeah. Okay. What are your thoughts on his top five, DP?
It's Bach. It's 100% Bach. Like,
what does that mean?
He has regional and proximity bias. And I get that, and I have respect for it. Stay true to your people, Bach.
I gotta push Hogan back in there. That was a mistake by mine. Yeah. He's definitely in there.
There we go.
Who's in there? Who'd you say?
Hogan. Hogan's definitely got to be in there. That was my
who are you bumping out then? You don't just get to add people and not subtract. You got to keep it to five.
I'm taking somebody out. You know, out of that group, I would probably take Cena out because I'm one of those men in the crowd saying Cena sucks.
Oh, dude. So I poke some holes at your list and you fold like a cheap tent. Come on, Bob. You gotta have some courage in your convictions, man.
He really did. He really did.
All right. So who's your top or your number three wrestler of all time, DP?
Number three is my next door neighbor in Charlotte, North Carolina, Richard Flair. It's Flair. It just, again, in telling the story of pro wrestling, Flair is so iconic in his performance, his mic skills, his ability to transfer outside of that, and the fact that every other athlete on the planet has accepted some Ric Flair into their juice. It's a statement of his power within the game.
I think that's a great point. When something you do crosses over into the mainstream, like people know the woo, yep. They know it, they do it, they know where it came from. Like that's a phenomenal point. And I'm not going to argue Ric Flair at number three. You know, the only thing I think that hurts Flair is, okay, Hogan comes to WCW, he loses four times to Hogan. But that's more the booker's decision than who was the greater wrestler, so to speak. So even my argument with Undertaker earlier.
Yeah,
Undertaker was doing the biker gimmick, which I didn't even like at the time. So I could invalidate my own argument. With Ric Flair at three, I got absolutely no issues with that. All right, according to this list, they have Shawn Michaels at three. Again, apparently they really, really, really value the wrestling side of things.
Wow.
Again, all due respect to Shawn Michaels, but that's a little high for me. All right, at number three, I have Bruno Sammartino. So for those who don't know, and I'll admit, I had to look a lot of this up myself. Okay, Bruno basically sold out Madison Square Garden. How long was it, DP? You mentioned it last week. How many times in a row or how many years in a row was it?
Yeah, I mean, to speak to it, that, you know, the 22 consecutive, so like that's Billy Joel territory.
Yeah, that's
like,
crazy.
Like that's Billy Joel and Bon Jovi back to back. Like you're just to represent the country and then to carry the strap around the world and hold on to it out of simple respect from those markets that, quite frankly, nobody, and I mean nobody, could take the strap from Bruno Sammartino, because that's the fear. That was the fear back then, is if you go into another alliance that, you know, there could be some shenanigans, except not Harley Race, not Nick Bockwinkel, not Baba the Giant, not Antonio Inoko. Nobody risked taking this strap from Bruno Sammartino.
Yeah, so, and real quick, shout out to Flair, 16-time world champion, although he'll tell you it was 21, but WWE says 16. Cena ties in with 16. Those are the two most amount of championship reigns in history. But coming back to Bruno Sammartino, the longest championship reign in history, and this is an almost two-year difference between him at number one and what Backlund was at number two. Bruno, 2,803 days. Bob Backlund, number two longest reign in history, 2,135 days. And then Bruno, he has two of the top five longest reigns. He also had the fifth longest reign with 1,237 days. I think the only thing that hurts Bruno is just timing. You know, he won his first title in 1963, and then between these two very lengthy reigns, it was a decade later before that second reign finally ended in the early 70s. I think timing is all that affects Bruno here. So I've got him at number three. All right, let's move on to the list. Undertaker's at number two. Splitting hairs. Okay, that's fine. All right, you're not going to like my number two, so why don't you go ahead, DP, and give us your number two first.
My number two is the Italian strongman, Bruno Sammartino. Again, one that he took the title from Nature Boy Buddy Rogers.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. all that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
And then took it in a, I think it was a record setting. Like, I think it was under a minute. Because,
oh, wow.
Yeah, and they okay. Yeah, like, it was crazy. And then, for all intent and purposes, he carried the strap and carried pro wrestling from 1963 to 1977. And in both cases, the interim year that he traveled and, you know, raised a family, and then the following run only happened because Bruno was just like, hey, I need to go hang out with my wife, bro. Like, it's been 15 years of me traveling the world, being the greatest man walking the planet Earth. And then you go, wow. And then he came back and, oh, by the way, he won a tag team title. He actually carried the Intercontinental title and Intercontinental tag team titles the entire time. So it's just like, what? Listen, he's the number two wrestler. Listen, the greatest champion to ever live. He's the greatest wrestling champion to ever live.
That's I've never heard a phrase that way. That's a great way to put it. Greatest wrestling champion. And it's interesting to me because a lot of people will put together a top 15, top 10 list, and he won't even be anywhere on it. Yet he's two for you, three for me. So it's crazy how these lists can vary. All right. At number two, I have Stone Cold Steve Austin. All right. I've already laid out quite the case for him earlier as to why he should be higher on somebody else's list.
Who should we show my name? Stone Cold above Bruno. You I had do. Stone Cold above Bruno.
I do.
What is happening? Listen, who in St. Louis hurt you? Like,
you think it was just St. Louis? Let me list the towns I've been hurt in. It's a long list.
Who hurt you? Oh, my goodness, Adam. No, but okay. Go. It's your list. It's your list. So can't be wrong.
So thank you. I am, and just ask my wife to tell you all about it. All right. Yep. For me, there was an easy top five, and then for me, it was hard to kind of jungle around, but the top two was pretty easy. It's just who won, who's one, and who's two. And I went with Austin. Yeah. Nobody was ever been more white hot at the peak of their run. He literally turned around the Monday Night Wars. Scott Steiner cuts a promo in the middle of a WCW ring, in the middle of Monday Nitro and the Monday Night Wars, talking about people watching Stone Cold on the other channel. Yeah. That's how big he was. Okay. Yes, I hated the ringmaster. So did he. I hated Stunning Steve. I didn't hate him, but I wasn't a fan of Stunning Steve Austin and his golden locks. Thank God he just shaved his head and, you know, did the 316, started drinking the Steve Weiser, so to speak.
Yep.
But I got him at number two. The only reason he's not at number one is some of the things I mentioned earlier. Okay, his run just wasn't as long. He had the neck, he had the knee issues. All right, and when he tried to go back heel, it fell horribly on its face. Now, part of the reason is the way they did it. You can't kick the crap out of McMahon for years and then try to align with him. That made no sense. But again, it still fell flat on its face. Even the two-man power trip didn't last very long with him and Triple H. So number one on this list, and DP is going to agree with it 100%. Are you ready to agree with number one on this list, DP?
Sure.
You have not cared anymore. That's Stone Cold Steve Austin, according to this list. Stone Cold.
Yeah.
I have Hulk Hogan. Okay, I think if you go around the world and you just randomly show pictures of pro wrestlers to anybody on the world, and this isn't the number one way to rank these guys, but I think the two most recognizable faces of all time are going to be Hulk Hogan and probably Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Part of that's because of Dwayne's stuff in Hollywood that he's been successful at. Hogan was a heel. Hogan was a face. Hogan has memorable moments at WrestleMania. He has memorable matches. He was maybe the greatest in-ring psychologist in the history of pro wrestling. Okay, he did it for a long time. When he turned heel, he helped revolutionize wrestling with the NWO. For me, it was his ability to be a heel, a face, and his longevity that gave him the nod over Stone Cold. All right, DP, I can tell you're a fan of my top two rankings here. Who's your number one overall?
Yeah, I'm just laughing.
I know you are. Go ahead.
No matter what the card, what continent you were on, what era you were in, what style of wrestling you want to participate, the type of fan base or otherwise, or just having an event that people were curious about enough to buy a ticket. The greatest ticket mover, building stadium filler, greatest wrestler to ever walk the planet was at various points, 7'5", 300, 400, 500 pounds of Andre the Giant. And he was the giant everywhere. And the great story that, again, if you take Hogan, Bruno, Bockwinkel, Harley Race, and ask them all, what was the greatest opponent they've ever had, they will all tell you that they were all afraid to take on and sign the contract with Andre, because at any point over the course of his 30-year career, Andre could have taken the strap and never, ever returned it.
He was, what, undefeated for 15 straight years before he finally lost to Hogan or something like that?
Yeah. WrestleMania 3. Yeah, and Hogan said that day, I wasn't sure what was going to happen when I got in the ring with him.
It's hard to argue. I will agree that he's probably the single greatest attraction in pro wrestling history, so it's hard to argue with that. One quick question. I want Jake to answer this too, and then we got to get out of here. Who wins in a shoot fight? Andre the Giant. Let's say it's a triple threat match. Brock Lesnar or Ming? Those three.
Ooh.
For those who don't know, a lot of pro wrestlers have come out and said Ming is the toughest pro wrestler they've ever seen, ever met, and that's pretty much universal across the board for those who don't know who he is.
Except they always excluded Andre. Andre's the force. Andre once punched through a brick wall in Germany, and no. It's Andre. It's Andre, okay. And it's not even close.
All right. Jake, who you got?
Yeah, I'd have to go Andre, too. I mean, just the pure size difference. I mean, you try to think, Lesnar could... it's just hard to imagine the size difference there, that Lesnar could overcome that, or, anybody.
So I'm going to go with Lesnar, and it's just because I just listened to a recent Kurt Angle interview, and he talked about how he was trying at the beginning of his career. He'd heard that Lesnar basically said he could destroy Angle in a wrestling match, and basically Lesnar's reasoning was he outweighed Angle by 100 pounds or so. He's like, dude, it's not fair. They did end up having that shoot wrestling match, and Angle's like, it was tight, but I took him down twice. He took me down zero. But within that same story, he shared a story about Big Show, who's not Andre the Giant, but it's the only guy I have to use for this, legit trying to wrestle Brock Lesnar in the ring. And he said Brock Lesnar was abusing him and tossing him around like a toy. So again, Big Show's not Andre, but for that one reason, and just because I want to pick somebody different, I'm going to go with Brock Lesnar.
You're allowed. It's your show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Have a phenomenal day. Until next time, go Big Red. And always remember to throw the bug.